today on a... Achoo! Excuse me, boy, I sometimes wish the bacteria that make me sick would get sick themselves so they'd know what it feels like.
Well, if we ignore the fact that bacteria are single-cell organisms that don't have brains...
Don, I know bacteria don't think or feel.
Okay, geez, you sure are crabby.
Achoo!
So maybe it'll cheer you up to know that bacteria can be infected by a type of virus known as a bacteriophage, which means bacteria eater.
Ooh, I like this already.
Bacteriophages are much smaller than bacteria and, like all viruses, are incapable of growing and multiplying on their own. So they need to find a host in order to replicate themselves.
And that's why they attack bacteria.
Right. Usually, the targets are super specific, which means that a particular phage can only attack one type of bacterium, which it does by attaching to the cell wall and inserting its own genetic material into the cell body.
Oh, I can guess the rest. The bacteriophage's genetic material takes over the bacterium's cellular machinery and reprograms it to produce more bacteriophages.
And eventually, the host produces so many of them, it literally bursts, enabling the new bacteriophages to spread to other bacteria.
Cool. So if bacteriophages have such specific targets, can scientists use them to wipe out harmful bacteria?
Well, ever since bacteriophages were discovered, scientists have been experimenting with using them to fight diseases like cholera and, more recently, anthrax.
That'll show those germs. Achoo!
Still, for the time being, antibiotics are still your best bet.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from George Hageman in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.